Welcome to another episode of the Returning to Reality program, coming to you from A90 beautiful city Istanbul. Today we have a very distinguished guest, and I let my friend Oktar to introduce him now.
Our distinguished guest today is Brother Mohammed Robert Heft. Mohammed Heft is a Canadian citizen. He was raised as Christian. He accepted Islam in 1998. He is the president of the Canadian-based organization Paradise Forever, which intends to teach and support new Muslims. One of its main goals is to educate people on true Islam and challenge the negative propaganda spread by the media. Mr. Heft consults with government agencies in Canada and around the world on counterterrorism. He has been interviewed by the CNN, CBC, ABC, CBS, and the BBC with his perspective on radicalism. He talks out of his personal and professional experience on conversion, radicalization, and moderation. Brother Heft, welcome. It's a pleasure and honor to have you.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is all mine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now we'll have some questions for you.
Dear Brother Mohammed, welcome. And mashallah, we are glad to know that you reverted to Islam on 1998. And can you tell us what led you to Islam and what made you decide becoming Muslim?
Excuse me. You know, I never thought much about it until I saw such an interest in the Muslim community about conversion. But my story is a typical Canadian, I think. We're caught up in this world like a lot of people. I was into partying, going to clubs, gambling, and all the things that kind of get you into trouble sometimes. And at that point, I started to look into my roots. I was from a Protestant Christian background, and I started looking into it a little bit more to see whether or not there was something to it, because I felt really empty inside. I felt that the way I've lived my life up until that point, I was about 23 years old, and I wasn't very happy. I was depressed. And so I started researching religion. And at that point, I had never heard about Islam. So you have to keep in mind, I'm from a small town, a farm town. And up until I met a convenience store owner who had mentioned to me about Islam, I had never heard of the name Muhammad, Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything along those lines. So I was very open-minded. And one thing that really happened to me, which I thought happened to many people, is I had a spiritual awakening where one night, November 10th, 1996, at about 4 a.m, I was reading the Bible. And I was scared because I didn't really understand whether or not the Bible was, you know, really accurate or not. But things started happening spiritually around me. And at that point, at about 4 a.m, my whole room filled with light. And when it filled with light, it's not like the lights in the studio. It's really light from nothing. And at that point, I still didn't know whether Christianity was true or not. I knew for sure there was a higher power. And I think that's where my journey really took off at that point. I started researching my own roots, and then it led me to Islam, where somebody explained to me that in Islam, we don't believe God has any needs. And it was very important to me because I'm into mathematics, and it didn't make logical sense to believe that God had a color, a size, a shape, needs such as eating, living, dying. This was not the Lord or the God of the universe that I could believe in, because it just didn't logically make sense.
That's great. Mashallah.
Mashallah. Mashallah. I mean, this is really very nice to hear. And we also see that you're closely involved with community education and educating the Muslims and teaching them about peace and anti-radicalism in Islam. And these issues are very important in our opinion as well, of course. And can you tell us what made you to prioritize this issue?
Well, I noticed that sometimes as Muslims, we feel on the defensive and we're reactive. And we do have legitimate grievances with the way others treat us. However, that doesn't, you know, it doesn't eliminate us from the responsibility to be just with anybody, including our enemies. So I found that rather than just blaming, why don't we take care of the few radicalized or extremist elements we have in our religion? Because, of course, they're not going to listen to Christian preachers. They already think many of us Muslims are not Muslim. So we have to get in there and win their hearts and minds and at least try to take care of our radicals, although we know the Jewish have theirs, the Christian have theirs, the atheists have theirs, but they're going to be responsible for theirs, and we must be responsible for ours.
Yes, yes, yeah, you're right. I mean, in Islam is a religion of peace, actually, and it derives from the word slim. and there is compassion, mercy, love, tolerance, and justice. The way to look at the people of the world, Christians and Jews, is with compassion, love, and respect. Allah allows Muslim men to marry Jewish and Christian wives. We can eat their meal, excuse me, we can socialize with them. There is no killing innocent people. It is haram, Allah says. Like murdering one innocent person is like murdering entire humanity, Allah says. And saving one innocent person's life is saving entire humanity. So Mr. Harun Yahya actually has a book with the title of one of his books, actually 300 books, Islam Denounces Terrorism. Terrorism is definitely incompatible with the Quran, and radicalism and extremism is which is against Quran, actually. We know that, and we appreciate your struggle on that, actually. So we also do TV programs, Mr. Adnan Oktar, every day against radicalism and extremism, because we know this radical and extremists, they don't have enmity and hatred just against the people of the book, against other Muslims also, which is also haram. Allah orders to unite in the Quran, inshallah. Yes,
inshallah.
No, it's a good point. I mean, I remember when I first got involved, the first reaction from the community is that you're cooperating and you want, you're a spy, or you're along those lines, somebody compromised. But the reality is, I think as Muslims, our loyalty is to justice. Sometimes we have people claiming to be Muslim that I quite frankly would not associate with. And on the other side, there's some great non-Muslims who, including in my family and friends I have, who are Christian and people of the book or people of other religions, who are just fantastic people, who I just think need a little nudge in the right direction and are sometimes a little bit delusioned by the media propaganda. But at the end of the day, we win hearts and minds one at a time.
Yes, but definitely. I mean, in other words, Allah says, argue with them only in the kindest way. That's the approach of the Muslims, of course. And your approach is compatible with the Quran.
Mashallah. Yes.
Brother Muhammad, we know that you take part in interfaith events in North America. Can you tell us about the importance of cooperation between Muslims and the people of the book?
Well, I can explain it to you this way. If you look at the history of the seerah of the Prophet, you saw his uncle Abu Talib. Abu Talib, he never became Muslim, but he loved the Prophet, peace be upon him. He fought for him. He bled for him. He was part of his tribe, part of his family. Canada is my Kabila, my tribe. And so I look at them as like my Abu Talib. I look at every human being with the glass half full, not half empty. Yeah. So when I look at them, I really see the good in them, and then I work off that good. It doesn't mean I dismiss the evils in people, because I have them in myself. But at the same time, I try to use that to build a relationship between us, finding common ground. I mean, sometimes I used to be golfing, so sometimes you'll find me on the golf course. I'm praying, I'm with somebody who's not Muslim, playing with them, and they'll open up the conversation by my behavior. So I'm more into dawah by example. I think that sometimes handing out books is fantastic, and it can lead to the curiosity, but our behavior is so incredibly important. And in a place like Canada in particular, a multicultural country, you have such great opportunity at being yourself. As long as you're tolerant with other people, which Islam teaches tolerance anyways, we have to just use wisdom. Some of our beliefs are going to contradict some of the basic foundations of, you know, democratic societies that follow their desires, but that doesn't mean they all do. It means we take the good from the good and leave the bad.
Yes, great.
Yes, and again, I mean, if you look at the Quran against the people of the book, and there are many verses, Allah says, we believe what has been sent down to you and down to us, and we do not differentiate any of the prophets. So Jesus, peace be upon him, is our prophet also. Moses, peace be upon him, Solomon, David are our prophets also, and we love them and respect them, inshallah. And another book of Mr. Adnan Oktar is A Call for Unity. So we try very hard for alliance of three Abrahamic religions, and this is from the Quran, actually. So, in the West, there is called Islamophobia, and the Western people, by looking at the radicalist, extremist, some also terrorist organizations and their violence, and they stay away from Islam, but this is not true Islam. By teaching them true Islam and representing Islam in the best way, inshallah, will change all their opinions.
I agree. I mean, we have to do our best to reach out to people. And I remember back in 2004 when I probably started a little bit more. I ran a television program like you have, and I did a little bit more reaching out through the media. And I used to hand out the books from Mr. Harun Yahya. Excellent quality books, books that make you think. They were professionally produced. And I think they were, in many ways, ahead of the curve of where we have now. Of course, we're producing so much through the internet and so much online, so much in paperback form as well, on a higher quality. But I think that one thing, my hat's off to Mr. Harun Yahya and in your work, is that you guys were producing and still are producing some fantastic books that make atheists think about the existence of God. And that's the most important, is we call people to the right understanding of God Almighty.
Mashallah. Seeing brothers like you in Canada, it's really, I mean, this is glad tidings, mashallah. Mashallah. With your ideas from the Quran, and you present the Islam in the best way, mashallah.
Mashallah.
And this will lead many, many Canadians to convert, inshallah, follow you, inshallah.
Yes, of course.
I took it like this. Even if the Canadians don't convert, I think if we can win them and win their hearts like Abu Talib was won over, then we're still winning. Because if our goal is to coexist with people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the hearts and minds of the people, but we just want to be able to live with peace and justice.
Inshallah. Yes, inshallah. Exactly. Mashallah. Mashallah.
Yes. Dear brother Muhammad, of course you have some suggestion to the new Muslim as a Muslim, inshallah. We would like to hear that. What are your suggestions to the new Muslims, those who choose Islam recently?
I think that the best advice I can give is the Quran was revealed over 23 years. So a new Muslim will come in and generally think that they have to do everything in 24 hours. Get on your prayers, be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't get caught up in the politics of everybody trying to pigeonhole you into one group. Just try to connect to your Creator and make sure you're on your prayers and ask for a good teacher and ask for a good guidance. Because what happens sometimes is new Muslims are subjected to a lot of manipulation by people who have political agendas and want to pull them into their understanding of the religion. As long as a new Muslim is sincere to God and prays five times a day and fulfills their commandments to God, I think that they'll make their way through that sort of alienation on one hand in the community because of their lack of understanding how to deal with converts, and on the other side, the radicalism of thinking that you have to solve all the world's problems with AK-47s.
Yeah, mashallah.
Mashallah. Very good also, ideas. I mean, definitely you share the same ideas, mashallah.
Also, I wonder what do you think could be done to realize the union of Islam at the soonest time, Mr. Muhammad?
Okay, sorry, can you repeat that question?
What do you think could be done to realize union of Islam at the soonest time?
I think the first thing we can do is stop attacking personalities in such a public forum. Take the good. I might disagree with some things you have as ideas, and you might disagree with mine, but take it private. Go privately and have those exchanges. Instead of attacking personalities, present ideas. And when you present ideas, then people will get past the personalization of the suggested issue or the suggested understanding of the religion. Sometimes we don't like the way a person dresses or something like that. It gets in the way of listening to what they have to say. So depersonalizing the message and going out there and stop attacking personalities and trying to take the good from them. There's a lot of Muslims who do a lot of general good that get attacked for a fiqh issue or understanding the religion that they might differ in. And those things are for private. We can take those behind the scenes.
Right. Yes, you're definitely right. I mean, in one verse Allah says, hold fast to the rope of Allah and all together and do not separate, Allah says. So the rope of Allah is the Quran, of course, inshallah. We believe in the same Allah. We believe in the same Quran. We believe in the same Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is no reason for enmity and hatred, of course. And this unity of Muslims coming together, inshallah, will generate a great power, justice, peace, security, not only in the Middle East, but in the entire world, inshallah.
Inshallah. I love Turkey. I think Turkey is a great example of working in millimeters and in inches. I really admire Turkey in many ways, and I think you guys have a great country, and I think you've come a long way since an earlier time when people were really oppressing your people extremely since the fall of the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah. Mashallah. I mean, and we agree on that also, inshallah. And we would like to invite you to Istanbul as our guest, inshallah, live in our studios. It's a glad tidings to have a brother like you in the Canada, inshallah. And you have great duties there. And inshallah, by collaboration, we will see these good days coming very soon, inshallah. This will happen.
Yeah, inshallah.
Inshallah. I really appreciate you guys having me on the program. And I do plan on visiting Istanbul. When I was in Kuwait, they were speaking very highly about the Turkish and people, and they were excited about spending more money on tourism, but more importantly, cooperating more.
Yes.
And right. I thought that was interesting because the Kuwaitis, I never heard them speak about Turkey in that way before, but I think it's really nice that they're getting beyond the Arab ties, and they're thinking outside of that box, because it's really important that we realize that we're all under God equal. And no Arab is superior to a non-Arab except by their deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah. That's a verse from the Quran, actually. We created you from a man and female, Allah says, man and female. And we created you in tribes and nations just to know each other. And as you said, our Prophet also says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no superiority of Arabs against Turks or Turks or against Arabs of this nation to the other nation. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. It's a glad tidings to have you. It was a pleasure and honor to have you in our program. Inshallah. Hope to see you in Istanbul soon, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Keep in touch with me. I hope to come by someday.
Yes, definitely. Inshallah, brother.
Dear brother Mohammed, so we come to the end of our show today. We had very great interview with you. Thank you very much for joining us, inshallah. On behalf of everyone here in Istanbul, we would like to say good night.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother. Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.